It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You guys are stupid.
You're an idiot.
Oh, my God, you pig.
I don't like spam.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Before we get our final buzz, let's get to the phones
and give away some fireworks for the 4th of July.
Fireworks for America.
Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
Ademariza.
Ademariza!
What?
Yes, my friend.
Yes, how are you, Ademariza? Where are you from, Aldemar?
Where I'm calling from or where I'm originally from?
Well, I'll ask both. Where are you calling from? Where are you originally from?
Calling from Ashburn. I'm originally from South America.
South America, my friend. Guess what, sir? You are the big winner. A $50 gift certificate to Keystone Fireworks for you. Now a WJFK Superstation deal. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. Check them all out at WJFK.com. Congratulations, Aldemar.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much.
Do you look forward to the 4th of July? Independence Day? Yes, of course.
Are you a citizen? Oh, yeah. Are you a citizen, sir?
No.
You know, I'm not.
Okay, good luck. Yeah. Go ahead, light them off anyway. It doesn't matter.
I definitely will. All right, man.
Thanks for listening. Congratulations, Aldemar.
Yeah, can I tell you something about Buzz Pictures?
Buzz made pictures. Yes, go right ahead.
No. Buzz Pictures. They put it up about he's in the camp, whatever.
He's right here, Aldemar.
Yeah. Buzz was at the camp, yes.
My toga picture, yes.
They're definitely workable material, baby.
Well, that's great, Aldemar.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Okay, whatever that means, that's fine, Aldemar. Thank you very much. All right, that's Aldemar, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is.
Let's get back to the final buzz segment of the day. Here he is, the one, the only. You're a very nice man in that toga.
Why, thank you.
It's definitely workable.
Give us the news, please.
Mike, Barack Obama today finds himself in a familiar no-win battle against some so-called Christian conservatives. James Dobson, who leads a fundamentalist terror group known as Focus on Family.
Oh, you said that, didn't you? You don't really mean that.
Is now focused on a recording of a speech Obama gave to a group of more liberal Christians 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. In that speech, Obama talks smack about the not-so-reverend Mr. Dobson, who wants religion taught in our public schools, or at least his brand of radical religion. Obama posed this question in that speech 2 years ago. Even if we expelled every non-Christian from the United States, whose Christianity would we teach in the schools?
Mike.
James Dobson's?
Yeah, Rob.
Or Al Sharpton's? Well, Obama argued that the Christian Bible's not meant to be taken literally, like where Leviticus says slavery is okay and that eating shellfish is an abomination. He pointed out that Jesus' Sermon on the Mount is so radical, quote, it's doubtful our own Defense Department would survive its application.
Shellfish is an abomination?
According to Leviticus, yes.
It really depends on how you cook it.
Oh, I've eaten so many lobsters.
Mine was delicious.
I'm screwed.
Not really?
No. Yeah, you learn something every day on this show.
Well, you just don't take that literally.
Leviticus said that?
That and so much more.
Oh, my God.
Bow your head with great respect and genuflect.
Peace be with you.
Now, Dobson says Obama, this is this week's news, Obama is distorting the Bible and pushing what Dobson calls a fruitcake interpretation of the U.S. Constitution.
I love fruitcake.
And we have tape of Mr. Dobson in which he says the following.
I think he's deliberately distorting the traditional understanding of the Bible to fit his own worldview, his own confused theology.
And isn't that really Dobson's territory?
I think it might be, but I'm just thinking about shrimp, lobster.
And fruitcake.
It's crab feast.
It's going to be okay.
Very. What about, oysters?
Oh, God, fried? Forget about it.
Well, does that count, too?
If it's not done properly, it's an abomination.
And snails.
Snails.
Snails. Snails make me think of horse music. I just wanted to play this again. I can't help myself.
Everybody sing.
He's not here today. Hello, Horst. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Buzz.
A top advisor to John McCain, meanwhile, is apologizing for saying that another terrorist attack on U.S. soil, something along the lines of 9/11, would be, and I quote, a big advantage for McCain's presidential campaign.
Yeah, this is another. The whole campaign, both the primary campaigns and now the presidential campaign itself, is going like this. This is some guy associated with the campaign that says something stupid, and then they have to disavow what he said. Then they have to fire the guy. This is just the pattern. This is all they got on either one of these candidates now, and this is the way the whole campaign's going to be.
And it's a guy named Charlie.
Power of one.
He has apologized. Sad part is he's probably right.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, a man's been arrested for the business he was running out of his home, selling American military aircraft parts to Iran.
Really?
Yes, really.
Out of his house?
In South Florida, out of his house.
It's like, always Florida.
Those are big parts, aren't they?
They are. The police say they found, and the federal authorities, of course.
These are big wheels.
Found these parts scattered throughout his house and yard.
Man. Did he use the internet?
I don't know what he used, exactly.
Parts is parts.
That's right.
All right.
The actor strike that could cripple network television and movies for a second straight year appears to be on.
Oh, really? It's on now?
It kind of looks like it could start as early as next week, in fact.
Buzz, you might know that I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
SAG, yes.
You know who called me the other night? Ooh. I got a phone call from, seriously?
Who?
Ed Asner.
No kidding.
Ed Asner called me, but it was on tape.
Uh-huh. Hello, Mike.
Hi, this is Ed Asner. I want you to support the strike.
Still, it's an honor.
I really didn't listen to it. I actually hung up on Ed. I didn't listen to the entire.
That's sad.
I should actually have saved that. I should have saved that and maybe played that on the air.
See, not a lot of people get calls from Ed Asner.
I don't know if that's legal or not, but I wasn't listening.
Now,
I
don't, SAG,
I don't pay attention to that because I'm not really a working actor, you know?
Not anymore.
People listening to the show might disagree, though.
Of course.
Now,
of course
will the SAG strike, will that affect Joe Krebs, or is that AFTRA?
That's AFTRA.
That's AFTRA, and they have settled, unless they've changed their mind. SAG was trying to get AFTRA to turn around and reject the contract they had already accepted.
So this is really just movie people.
And very intense.
TV.
Intense campaign to get the union to vote for this strike. That's what they're doing.
To get more money for Andy Samberg, so he continue to delight us on Saturday Night Live.
That's exactly what it's all about.
God bless, and good luck to them and Ed Asner.
Well, because the fear of a strike's already crippled production, actors and producers are already suffering the effects of what they're calling a virtual strike. It's already pretty much shut down in Hollywood.
Is that like Grand Theft Auto 4, a virtual strike?
Very much like it.
Everybody's telling me I got to get that movie,
too. It seems real.
I mean, that video game. Yes. I have to get Grand Theft Auto 4.
Sound like an old man.
And that movie.
I got to get that movie.
That's a great movie. I was playing Call of Duty 4. What a great movie that is.
I put that movie in my video game.
I love that movie, Halo.
Have you played the Las Vegas game yet?
I have not. I have not had the opportunity.
Let me know what you think of it. I'm curious.
Very busy.
I know you are.
Very busy.
What with the strike?
They have the trainer and, drinking smoothies.
Robex.
No new projects are being started, and many in progress in Hollywood have already scrapped their completion deadlines. This means, among other things, that the next remaking of Robin Hood is just going to have to wait. Will actor-turned-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger step in and take action?
You guys are stupid.
Quoting the L.A. Times, we saw how he handled the writer's strike. It was, frankly, kind of a girly man performance.
This is not going to be acceptable. I'm very frustrated with all this. I'm going to boycott all the movies that I've ever made.
Who are you?
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's a shame that the strike didn't happen in time to stop the Love Guru.
I enjoyed your program, You're the Mimic.
Did you like that?
Yeah, very, very
satisfying. Do you do impressions, Arnold?
Nine.
Not even one?
Nine!
How about an impression
of Horst?
No, of Maria.
Ah, Maria.
Your wife. She's not listening.
She's guilty.
Of?
Of being hot.
I agree.
Yavol.
The TV networks have had it up to here with the FCC. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and even Telemundo have banded together to fight your federal censorship committee in court.
I wonder how Aldemar feels about that.
I'm sure he's for it.
He's from South America, you know.
He likes
South
the toga.
American way.
And because the FCC doesn't have either the law or the Constitution on its side, the networks are likely to win. FCC's crossed the boundary many times, but the straw that broke the camel's back this time, the time that the FCC fined ABC for a bare-assed episode of NYPD Blue.
I remember that. Yep, that's back when Sipowicz was saying pinch a loaf.
Being a good corporate citizen, ABC paid the fine and then filed an appeal. Now all the other networks are piling on to that appeal. They argue, I love these arguments, they argue that the FCC's so-called decency standard is anything but clear-cut.
You will not bash the FCC on this program, please.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme.
You know how I feel.
You love them.
Always have.
Always have.
The networks argue that any ban on free speech is unconstitutional. They argue that the pithy stuff can be easily blocked with a V-chip. And they argue that the complaints the FCC listens to are not filed by normal citizens, but by sex-obsessed groups like the Reverend James Dobson's Focus on Family.
Boy, you're piling on tonight, baby.
Nice way to call back to James Dobson.
He's back. And finally, police in Yarmouth, Massachusetts kept getting calls from people who said they were hearing something that sounded like a moving car scraping the pavement. Police found and tracked gouge marks in the pavement, which led them to the home of William Fenton, who was sleeping in his Cadillac, which was parked in his driveway. The police had no choice but to arrest him for drunk driving. After finding all the empty beer cans in the car and discovering that he had driven all the way home, with one of his front wheels missing.
I laugh because I could cry.
That's not funny.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Yeah. Want to thank Al Roker from the fabulous news show Celebrity Family Feud.
Tonight.
That premieres tonight at 8, 7 Central. He also does this little thing on the Today Show.
What?
Go look for Team Ice-T and Team Rivers. I'm waiting for Team Newton.
Me too.
We want to thank him for coming on the show. Tomorrow, we'll have Joe McLeod, our friend from the Baltimore City Paper. He'll have all the movie reviews for you. And we'll bring Pater back in here and see if he can do a little better than our other friend did for the...
You mean Drew?
Gay Pride, whatever his name was. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The show comes to you from the studios at WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with a very short one this evening.
Okay. Yes.
Roses are red, violets are blue. This poem sucked. You can thank Drew. All right? See you later, and we'll be back tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.